I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 Our reading for today is from Luke chapter 10, verses 25 to 37. We are reading from the NRSV version. An expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he said, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? What do you read there?" He answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You have given the right answer. Do this and you will live." But wanting to vindicate himself, he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers, who stripped him, beat him, and took off, leaving him half dead. No, by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came upon him, and when he saw him, he was moved with compassion. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, treating them with oil and wine. Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said, 'Take care of him, and when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you spend.' Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers?" He said, "The one who showed him mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise."
Listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling us today. May the words we receive inspire us, comfort us, and challenge us. Amen.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Oo, ngay. Maraming salamat sa imbitasyon kay Pastor Joseph at sa MCC, sa Open Table. Ito ay isang kagalakan at alam ko magiging makabuluhan, no, na karanasan ang makasama kayo sa worship na ito. Yes. Many of you have done and have been doing the same act of compassion like what the Samaritan did in the text. You have shown mercy to the needy, even to people you did not know, people who were different from you, people who were not within your circles, and even to people who hated you, reviled you, and called you evil. You and your LGBTQI+ community demonstrate compassion even beyond your boundaries. And your church, the Open Table MCC, has just launched Pride Cares PH, a disaster relief and care program to be in solidarity with the victims of calamities in our country. I know, and I am certain, that it is very clear to you that this is the right thing to do as followers of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Loving God, thank you for your presence in this beautiful space with these beautiful people. Thank you for sustaining us and for binding us together with your love and care. Guide us and be with us, O God, in this time of sharing. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. At this very moment, as I preach to you, there are millions of people being beaten, robbed, displaced, left half dead, dying and suffering because of climate crisis. There are millions of people who endure homelessness, hunger, sickness, threats, and deaths. Most of them belong to the marginalized communities, the indigenous people, farmers, and fisher folks. Climate crisis is real. Again, climate crisis is real, and this is not a punishment meted out by God to us. Hindi po ito parusa o punishment ng Diyos sa atin. It is not from God. In the past 50 years, the Earth's temperature is rapidly warming, and the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, reported that human destructive industries accelerate the warming. Polar ice are now melting. Sea level is rising. Low-lying atolls and land areas are submerging, and the Earth's biodiversity is losing. Climate change creates more extreme and intensified weather conditions like super typhoons. Yung kalalabas po, nakalabas na ba? Si Super Typhoon Henry. Buti na lang hindi siya nag-landfall, no? Sana wag na siyang mag-landfall kahit sa ibang bansa. Kung maalala natin yung Super Typhoon na Pablo noong 2012, dun sa destino ko, first time nilang mabaha dahil sa Typhoon Pablo sa Mindanao, hindi po dati nababaha doon. Parang may detour na ang mga bagyo. Hindi lang sila lumalakas, they have different direction na din o sa karuta. And ang makakalimot sa Yolanda noong 2013 na ang recorded is 6,300 deaths, pero base dun sa mga organizations na nag-rescue doon, there are 15,000, no, na nagamit na cadaver bags. And since mountains are now stripped, devastating floods are more likely to happen. The earth is becoming more bloody, becoming more unsafe and hostile, like the road to Jericho. The farming communities in San Felipe San Nicolas, yung nabanggit kanina ni Pastor Joseph, ako po ay nadistino doon sa San Felipe ng 4 na taon. The climate communities, they are being devastated noon dahil sa mga malalakas na ulan, typhoons, and mahabang tagtuyot. Yung malalakas na hangin, pinapadapa yung mga palay na mayroon ng mga butil. Alam niyo po ba ang mga magsasaka doon pag magtanim utang? So, hindi pa sila nag-harvest, no? May pupuntahan na yung harvest nila, yung yield nila, pupunta sa utang. Ganun yung nagiging cycle, no? Kawawa sila, tapos mga malalakas na ulan pa, tapos tagtuyot, mababa yung kanilang yield. In my 4-year stay in San Felipe, I have witnessed an annual forest fire in the mountains of Caraballo. Yung destino ko po kasi, kitang-kita yung bundok, no, paglabas mo ng church. Ayan. So, lalo na kapag gabi, kitang-kita mo yung forest fire. And according to Tatay Nanding, a leader of Bantay Kalikasan in that area, yung available na resources nila doon, hindi sapat para i-manage yung mga malalaking forest fire. So, pinapabayaan na lang nila. Ganun yung nangyayari. The destruction of the forest and the longer droughts affect the water and food supply of the farming communities and indigenous people. Rivers and streams dry up easily. Natutuyo. Ayan, may pinupuntahan ako doong ilog. Gusto ko mag-relax. Ayan, pupunta ako doon. May mga time na walang tubig doon. Yung agos, yung tubig na ano, parang hindi pa lulubog yung paa mo, no? Vegetation and crops decrease, living systems weaken. These poor communities are deprived of clean water, food, and shelter, the basic human needs to live. They are deprived of quality and abundant life. San Felipe is just one of the many communities that suffer climate injustice in the Philippines, in the world. While large carbon polluters continue to pump lots of money from the Earth's limited living and non-living systems, the marginalized communities disproportionately suffer from environmental climate and human rights crisis. And the LGBTQI people suffer two times, actually three times, or even more times in many aspects because of homelessness, unstable housing, reduced access to healthcare, livelihood and employment, and exclusion from emergency disaster relief and recovery program. Most LGBTQI plus people face discrimination, disenfranchisement, stigma, violence, and trauma before, during, and after calamities. The rich and the powerful ruling class, corporations and governments alike, deliberately exploit the earth and the poor communities for the sake of their so-called development and their insatiable desire for wealth and power. Injuries to living and non-living systems of the earth are irreversible. The whole creation is groaning in travail. The organic, very good creation of God is being raped, stripped, beaten, robbed, and molested by corporate and government greed. Who then is a neighbor to the groaning creation? Who cares enough to intentionally stop, to help, to rescue, and to save the suffering and the dying communities, the queer people? Do we dare to go beyond our boundaries to show mercy to the most vulnerable to climate crisis, including the seas, the rivers, and the mountains? Do we dare to be neighbors of these creations? This September, there are environmental and climate action advocates and activists who will come together for the global climate strike. They will gather together to demand policymakers and world leaders to prioritize people, not profit. They will strike for climate reparations and justice. Certainly, there are environmental and climate action advocates and activists who are in solidarity with the victims of climate injustice. And most of them, if not all, come from the marginalized communities. They are indigenous people, youth, queer, and some progressive church people. They are prime movers and strong allies for climate justice, for social justice. Again, I know that many of you have done and have been doing the same acts of compassion like what the Samaritan did in the text. You show mercy to the needy, even to those you do not know, to those who are different from you, those who are not within your circles, and even to those who hate you, revile you, and call you evil. You and your LGBTQI plus community demonstrate compassion even beyond your boundaries. And again, your church, the Open Table MCC, is now campaigning for Pride Cares PH to be in solidarity with the victims of calamities in our country. Again, I know that it is very clear to you, malinaw sa inyo, na ito ang tama at mabuting gawin bilang mga tagasunod ni Jesus. It is the right thing to do as followers of Jesus Christ. Sadly, just like the Samaritan in the text, you are being considered by the righteous people and the society as wicked, immoral, jinx, heretics, traitors, promiscuous, untouchables. There are those who call your practice as incompatible with Christian teaching. There are church people who discriminate and condemn you. You are hurting very deeply and tremendously. I share in your hurts and pains. The intimidations, harassment, sexual violence, red tagging, criminalization, and killings of the environmental and climate defenders continue to rise, especially here in the Philippines. In 2020, Global Witness recorded 227 lethal attacks, meaning an average of more than 4 people were killed for defending their homes, lands, livelihood, and ecosystems. Out of 227 killings, 29 sa Pilipinas. Pangatlo tayo. This made our country the most dangerous and bloody country for environmental activists in Asia. I know that there were unrecorded incidents of intimidations and killings. At ang nakakalungkot, our government does not promote and uphold safe and conducive environment for peace talks and protests. It actually institutionalizes red tagging among human rights groups and civil society organizations through its National Task Force to End Local Communist Armed Conflict, or NTFLCAP, and the anti-terror law, according to Karapatan. Now, the one who stops, rescues, and saves the beaten, robbed, and half-dead creation. Now, that one faces red tagging, harassment, threats, and killings. The Samaritan, the animal, and the innkeeper, who are neighbors to the needy, are also victims of the bloody ways. The one who genuinely cares for the needy is vilified and killed. My friends, we shall carry on. We must carry on. It is right and good to help those who are robbed, stripped, and beaten along the road to Jericho. Nevertheless, let us beware that if there is no change, no transformation in the road to Jericho in people's lives, then we are not really helping. Sabi nga ng ating pastor, na si Pastor Joseph, tulong tayo ng tulong. Pwedeng magkakasama tayo sa pagtulong, pero hindi tayo nakatulong to end the robbery and beating, yung krimen. Diba? Tinutulungan natin yung biktima ng krimen, pero hindi tayo nakakatulong para matigil yung krimen. Again, let us beware. And our intention must be to transform the Jericho. People will continue to be robbed, stripped of their rights, beaten, abused, deprived of their dignity, and left half dead. We need to transform the road to Jericho. We must be more intentional in contributing to its transformation. Compassion is a good start, but compassion alone will not transform the world's bloody ways. If there is injustice, the ultimate solution is justice. Compassion is a good start, but we need justice to transform the road to Jericho. We shall be wiser. We shall be more intentional and collective in upholding the life, dignity, and integrity of all God's creation. We shall be more open, just like your church, more inclusive to authentic collaborations and partnership in doing climate movement. Sama-sama tayo dapat dito. We shall acknowledge that every creation, everyone participates in transforming the hostile and bloody ways into a safe, just, livable, and sustainable home. Created in the image of God, we are all sacred. We are creatures of equal worth, value, and integrity. and we must all share in the abundance of life that God has intended to all God's creations. Sumasang-ayon ako doon sa statement ng Greenpeace para sa Pride 2022. The fight for genuine climate justice intersects with queer justice. Climate action and policy must be inclusive. We must recognize the connection of the climate struggle with the liberation of various minority groups from outdated systems. Climate justice is queer justice. Our fight must go beyond the usual green. Rather, it should be multi-perspective and multicolored. At the end of the day, we all deserve to live on an earth we can be proud of, where we don't have to wait for the rain just to see the rainbow. Queer justice now, climate justice now. The stories of the environmental and climate defenders, the story of the Samaritan, and the passion of Christ remind us that our serious pursuit of life, liberty, and justice may be life-threatening, which could lead us to death. Nevertheless, the resurrection of Jesus Christ lifts our spirit that our commitment to justice is life-giving and liberating, especially to the poor and the oppressed. Hence, we continue to be in solidarity with the most vulnerable communities and with the environmental and climate defenders in upholding climate and social justice and in rebuilding a more sustainable and life-affirming world. We continue our pursuit of life, liberty, and justice so that we could experience the fullness of God's reign here and now and in the days to come. Amen. At inaanyayahan ko kayong tumayo kung okay lang sa inyo. Mayroong ituturo si Pastor Wesley na kanta at sayaw. Ayan. Oo. Yung lyrics niya, Ilocano. Diyos ama marswa tilangit kendaga. Kayo nga. Diyos ama marswa tilangit kendaga. Ang ibig sabihin nun, God, creator of heaven and earth. Tulungan na kami ang mga iwan. Help us to care. Banbantay ken karkarayan. The mountains and the rivers. Parswa na kami apadapada. Yeah. Equally, we are your creation. Pwede ba natin i... Ano yan? Ah, wala. Okay. Diyos ang mamarswa. Sinan ko to kay Pastor Joseph. Sabi ko, magpapakanta ako sa yun niya. Ayan. Diyos ang mamarswa ti langit kendaga. Oh, sige. Turo na yung move. Okay. Diyos ang nagparswa ti langit kendaga. Kayo. Diyos ang mamarswa ti langit kendaga. Tulungan na kami amang aywan. Kayo. Tulungan na kami amang aywan. Banbantay ken karkarayan. Banbantay ken karkarayan. Ikot. Parswa na kami apadapada. Swa na kami apadapada. One more. Diyos ama marswa ti langit kendaga. Ti langit. Tulungan na kami ama ngaywan. Tulungan na kami ama ngaywan. Banbantay ken karkarayan. Banbantay ken karkarayan. Parswa na kami apadapada. Swa na kami apadapada. Amen. Sana yung kanta na yan remind us that we are all created by God and we participate in creating a more sustainable and livable world. Amen.